is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Deck the Hallmark preview shows.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's Panda. No. And I like Deck the Hallmark preview shows. Yeah!
No! We've already done one for summer. This is ridiculous.
Don't hate the players.
I'm Dan, and this... Yeah, I hate the players and the game. Okay. This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
You didn't say you hate it.
I just said
despising.
I hate it.
No, you didn't say despise.
Hallmark preview.
Okay, I'm sorry. We've always started it with all the correct words in there. I despise Hallmark preview episodes, part two.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yep, it sure is, everybody. Hi.
I'm so pumped.
I mean, summer preview part two, we've reached the next level of hell. We made it.
I think you're...
summer preview
I
part
think
two.
You're underestimating hell.
Yeah, right. I have a question. Yeah. Do you reach the next level or do you go down
you
a
go
level?
Go down a level.
Ooh,
yeah. Definitely going down.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Hallmark. What a wonderful Wednesday it is.
Yeah.
Smack dab here in the middle.
Recovering from that time at a loft last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It was so much fun. So
wild.
Fantastic.
Hope you liked the episode. Panda, man, how are you? Because you look... like you've got something special to say.
Yeah, I do. I just want to toss this out there. I'm not a huge fan of some of the salads I've been eating lately.
Well, you've been eating a lot of salads?
I have been eating a lot of salads lately.
Okay.
I'm just not a huge fan
of
it.
So why you keep eating them?
Just trying to watch
your figure?
Yeah, you know, just trying to shave down where I can. So, and but, you know, I really want to say this. I love butter lettuce.
You love butter lettuce.
Love butter lettuce.
Who has a good butter lettuce salad?
I haven't had a good one in a while.
You just get it from the store.
Yeah, and I make my own butter lettuce salad.
This talk is better than a preview episode.
Okay.
I agree because yeah, it is what's
lettuce,
on my heart,
awesome.
Which is great, but butter lettuce.
Do you get the hydroponic butter lettuce?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's the only way to go.
Only way to go.
Dude, it's incredible
Boston
how
butter
silky
lettuce.
It is. Yeah. It's like, did you grow this or did you make a dress out of it?
Did you make a dress out of it? Now it's weird. Why'd you make it weird?
What do you mean? It's soft. It's like silky.
You can also use
Gaga
lettuce wraps. You can make lettuce wraps.
Oh, my goodness.
Out of
yeah.
This.
So good.
Remember when Gaga showed up to the Grammys and
meat dress?
Meat dress.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I found out? This is unrelated to anything that we're talking about inside baseball here. You were talking about Kanye the other day. Did you know he moved into the Georgia Dome?
No.
He's moved in until he finishes the album.
That's great.
Dude, it is just one. Sometimes I don't know if he's a master of the publicity stunt or he just doesn't know. Like, I just don't know. I'm to the point where I'm confused is if he thinks this is another publicity stunt or he's just that confused.
Donda's going to be the best.
The best was Donda didn't have, like, they all showed up. 42,000 people, and he gets on stage
two hours late.
Right, right.
And then he just plays snippets of songs as he walks around the stage.
Right.
And then he says, surprise, it's not coming out tomorrow. And it's coming out August 6th. And
right.
We were over.
He was charging like $40 for snacks.
Yeah.
It's a rope-a-dope.
It's a rope-a-dope is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they've put together the amount of time that Kanye's albums have been late, and it's at 5 years.
Wow.
His albums have been delayed for a total of 5 years.
But when they come out, they're pristine.
Some of them are terrible, but some of them are great.
Okay.
But it's always an event. It's always an event when he drops an album. So, like, good for him.
Lil M. Big fan.
Big fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there.
Lil M was there.
Yep. I bought the pretzel bites, and that was a mistake, because he was over 2 hours late. But I'm still here for Donda, friend. And this is the end.
Little M. It's a preview episode, everybody.
By all the butter lettuce talk and the Kanye talk, we're talking about more summer movies.
We were wondering not too long ago, like, what's Hallmark got in store for us.
Yeah.
You know, they move summer up. What are they going to do after Christmas in July?
More summer.
More summer.
Yeah. Wow.
Everyone's favorite.
To be fair, this is like, it makes more sense than what they used to do. June weddings, summer just in August, a lot weirder than just summer movies, take a break, more summer movies. The fact that they're calling it Summer Nights Part 2 sounds like they're not prepared. Like,
I just
call it Summer Nights and be done with it.
I just say, listen, let's move up fall even more. Give us more fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Starbucks is coming out in
August 24th.
Just started in August. Like, everyone's ready
now,
by
Starbucks
late
isn't
August.
Coming out. Starbucks has been out.
No, yes. But everyone knows when I say that what
PSL.
They mean. PSL.
Everyone does know.
Pumpkin Cream Cold Brew. PCCB.
Oh, they got some good stuff this year. That's coming out.
Did you not read the article?
No, God, no. But also, you don't know it's good. It's not out yet.
It looks delicious.
It looks delicious.
Yeah. It's the apple cider latte
or
whatever.
You can say good stuff even if you haven't tried it. It looks good. They got good stuff.
Got good stuff.
Good stuff. Whether or not it is good is different. But
looks
good ideas.
Looks good, yes.
Good ideas. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I disagree.
Good stuff can be...
collective whole.
No, that's not it at all.
We are doing a preview episode. I'm going to read a synopsis from one of the Summer Night Part 2 movies, and then we are each going to give it a rating. 1 to 5 lemonades.
Snow cones.
We're changing it from the last Summer Nights.
Oh, it's Summer Nights 2. We're doing a new preview
that's
episode.
True. That's true.
One to five
snow cones.
Yeah. And we get a couple of snow creams we can throw in there, right?
Sure. We can throw
that's in. Where you need to you need more than five.
That's right. Yeah. That's going to happen a lot.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now count them again. I want to make sure we don't screw this up.
3, 4, 5.
Five movies. Got it.
Are you guys ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
Couldn't be more ready.
Up first, we have Love for Real.
Love for Real.
Love for Real.
This isn't a reality
is
show.
Is it real? R E E L?
That would be great.
Okay.
It is going to be airing this Saturday, July 31st.
Thank goodness.
And it's starring Chloe Bridges from The Carrie Diaries, of course, and Pretty Little Liars. And Scott Michael Foster of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Teenage Dirtbag, the music video.
Man, he is quite.
It just says Teenage Dirtbag. But the only Teenage Dirtbag I care about is, what was that band? I'm a Teenage Dirtbag. Who wrote that song?
Teenage Dirtbag? I don't remember.
Hey,
do you even know the song?
No, I do, but it was a really like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah,
like,
ultimate one-hit wonder.
Yeah, like they're next level bad.
All right, are we ready? Oh, wow. This also stars Tiana Tully and Corbin Blue. Corbin Blue from High School Musical fame. Haley is an ambitious fashion designer who goes on a reality dating show with a strategy. Gain just enough publicity to get her fashion line financed and then get eliminated. Haley's best friend Bree, played by Tully, is also a contestant, and the two try to come up with a plan that could help both of their careers. But they didn't account for the ambitious producer Luke, played by Foster, and the star bachelor Marco, played by Blue, who have their own goals to make sure both women stay on the show until the dramatic finale.
What?
Meanwhile, Haley and Luke quarrel over a surprisingly scripted storyline, but must learn to work together to dodge elimination and turn Haley into a fan favorite. When they start falling for each other in front of the viewing audience, Haley must decide whether she should choose the man of her dreams or... Wait, what? Choose the man the world wants for her or the man of her dreams.
Yeah, I was about to say, man of her dreams or you've left yourself up the creek.
What do we got, guys? Love for real.
So both of these ladies want to get off of the show early. The producer and the host want to keep them on the show.
Right.
But it says that they're trying to work out a plan for her to stay on the show.
To keep her.
They want her to stay on the show.
She wants to leave.
She has come to the point where she's like, you know what? I've got enough publicity.
Why
I can
she
now,
just leave?
Because she can't. She can't sign a contract. You have to get eliminated. And they don't want to eliminate her. can't just leave a show. But you either have to get eliminated or have an old tweet come up.
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, I don't know the rules.
The Bachelor just hands roses out, so he can keep her until the very end if he wants to.
That's exactly.
So they don't need to come up with a plan.
Well, this isn't the Bachelor. This is a dating. This is a different show. You don't know the logistics of this program. I don't.
You're right. But if it's a vote thing,
it could be a vote thing. It could be a audience thing.
You think this whole reality show is live?
You think? Yes. I think they could tank it, and so they don't want her to tank.
That's right.
Big Brother's live.
Yeah,
we could stream it right now, live.
You can watch it right now.
Yeah, you really could.
Why, what are you doing listening to us?
I don't know.
You could be streaming Big Brother live.
You could stream people living.
Come on, guys.
Life in a house. It's pretty cool.
That's fun.
Dan, Panda, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Where are you at? 5 snow cones are at your disposal. How many are you giving for this movie?
The fact that Corbin Blue is in this.
I mean,
yeah.
Corbin Blue.
I mean,
bringing it home.
I also like Finley. What's his name?
Finley, yeah.
Finley. Yeah, let's go with him.
I like that guy. he seems great. So I'm going to go.
Talking about Scott Foster?
Yeah, that's the guy. I'm going.
Finley, as we call him.
Finley.
Old Finley.
As he was called in high school.
The old Finster. I give this movie 4 snow cones.
4 snow cones.
Coming out hot. I'm excited about this one.
You know, typically this would be bottom of the barrel stuff, but we saw the trailer.
It looks fun.
A few minutes ago, and now I know it's bottom of the barrel stuff. Give me 1 snow cone. 1 snow cone.
I will say 1. The trailers have not made it look real appealing.
It looks awful. It looks like Hallmark Channel is trying to make a movie that's not a Hallmark movie.
I think it's not in a good way. I think it's going to be funny.
I think it's going to be funny.
I think they're coming up. I think we'll get big laughs all the way through.
Man. I'm going to go. I'm going to split the difference here in a sense, not the exact difference.
You're going to go 2.5 snow cones.
No, I'm not going to split the exact difference. I'm going to go 3.
Yeah. 3 snow cones.
3 snow cones. I'm going to save my creams for a different movie because we only get 2 creams. We got 2 creams, and I'm going to save both of them. So we have 4 snow cones, 1 snow cone, and 3 snow cones. And we are all saving our creams. All right, this next one is going to be airing on August 7th. Oh, man, guys, are you excited about this
one? Yeah, that is my birthday. So pretty excited.
Happy birthday to you, Dan.
You're inviting us over for a viewing party of this?
Will not be doing that.
But what if I told you Autumn Racer Andrew Walker?
Mm. Oh, man.
Does that change your birthday plans at all?
Still not watching it on my birthday.
All right.
Is this the 80-hour day or whatever?
27-hour day. It is starring Autumn Racer from A Glenn Book Christmas and Love on the Menu. Those are the ones.
Those are her 2 worst movies.
Glenn Book Christmas is just death. Like, how in the world are they saying that for her? Like,
that makes no sense.
As a huge Autumn Racer stand,
that's offensive.
Give me the movies they should be listing.
What's the Over the Moon in Love or whatever? Christmas Under the Moon. Under the Moon.
Christmas Under the Stars is what you're looking
for.
That's
the one.
Over the moon in Love.
There is a moon.
With Autumn Moon or something. And she's in that
Under
too.
The Autumn Moon.
Yeah. Autumn moon. Isn't she in Under the Autumn Moon?
I thought that was Wes Brown and your girl. Gotta say Lindy Booth.
Gotta say Lindy Booth.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair. I don't know, guys. Maybe Bramble House. Like, why?
Yes, Bramble House Christmas is the one.
Yes,
but you got to pick the most recent ones, I guess. And then
Under the Autumn Moon, Wes Brown, Lindy Booth. It feels good to be right again. I've been wrong all day today, and I just
it's been an off day for
it's you. Been, it so feels you, good to be right again. If it took a while,
and then Andrew Walker from Christmas Tree Lane and Sweet Autumn. Well, okay.
So they're just doing their most 2
recent, I guess. Christmas Tree Lane, though.
Christmas Tree Lane.
They're starring in the 27-hour day. Which is going to air on Dan's birthday.
Yes.
I would love for everybody to send birthday cards to the office, but inside of it is just pictures from this movie.
That seems like a lot of work.
Brian Harold.
Don't do that.
Brian Harold, we know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Lauren, played by Reeser, is an established creator and ambassador of her wellness brand called the 27-Hour Day. Oh, that's
an established creator of her own wellness brand.
She is an established creator and ambassador.
Isn't that just a self-fulfilling prophecy right there? I made a brand. I'm established of my own brand. I'm the established.
She
but that checks out though.
Yeah.
She is an
that's like we're the established host of the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
I think this is what it's saying. She's an established creator She's also the ambassador of her wellness.
Okay.
Brand.
All right. Okay.
I believe that's what they're trying to get.
How do you become an established creator? Is there a certification process? You got to talk to Tyler or somebody.
You got to talk to Tyler. Tyler gets you to Megan, and Megan has the big stamp.
Yep. That's right. The big stamp for Megan. Megan, the big stamp.
You've done it. You're established. Yeah. Have a good day.
Who is that?
I'm Megan.
I'm Megan. You're established.
That's exactly right. That's the Southeast branch.
Yeah, you got to go to Jackson, Mississippi for Megan to stamp your form, apparently.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
But what's crazy is that there are regional offices to get the stamp, but all the stampers are named Megan.
Megan the stamper.
But they're not
required.
They're not the same Megans.
Interesting. No, different Megans.
Megan the Stallion. Her mission is to give the best.
Megan the Stallions or Autumn
Racers? No, sorry, Autumn Racers. Okay, Megan the Stallion, she's in the Northeast branch.
Okay, got you. I got you.
She's also an established creator.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
She had to go to a different Megan
to make it all
like
above
you. Can't write your own.
That's right. Yeah. Boy, what if you could though?
I would become a notary tomorrow.
Everything's out of control.
You can't control that power.
No.
It gets away from you quick.
Run amok.
Her mission is
notaries run amok. Great live show. Oh my gosh.
Phenomenal.
Really difficult to get in. You had to find one to get.
You had to have two forms of ID off the I-9
list. And you had to be an established creator.
Unbelievable.
And that's frustrating.
If you can see notaries run amok, highly recommend
it. Oh, they were nuts.
Her mission is to give the best tips and tricks to make life's daily chores and activities more efficient. Kind of like those videos that you watch on Facebook where it's like, screw a cap onto a pin and then paint the town red or something
Paint the town red.
But when an important meeting with her business idol goes awry, Lauren realizes she may need to step back and get some perspective. Foreign to the concept of taking a break, Lauren agrees to a mountain retreat. Upon arrival, she hands over all forms of electronics and her established creator card and tries to forget about work. While there, she meets others. Heather.
She meets others?
We're the others.
She's not alone.
Heather.
We're the tent people.
Heather, played by Lillian Duchesne Roche.
Dude, Lillian Duchesne Roche's in this movie. You buried the lead. The Lillian Duchesne Roche?
How would you say that last name?
Let me say.
Duchesne
Roche. Yeah, you did as well as
Lillian Duchesne Roche.
To be fair, he did as well as he can.
Lillian Duchesne Roche, if she's in the movie, I'm in.
Okay. She is a tireless wedding planner.
Tireless.
A couple trying to rekindle the marriage. We don't know their names. And Roger.
Roger.
Who's played by Tom Pickett, of course.
When's Andrew Walker coming to pick?
We'll find out.
This is the longest synopsis. This is like you're reading In Search of Lost Time.
Yeah,
Roger, Tom Pickett, is a board trustee. Lauren also comes across the retreat owner. Is this him? It is him. His name's Jack.
Jack.
Played by Andrew Walker, who can immediately tell that she's a workaholic from the big city. If there's one thing I can tell, it's that.
Yep.
Jack is looking to expand his family. Wow.
Wait a minute. What?
Family business.
Okay. There we go.
And not get involved with a guest, but there's just something about Lauren.
Do you leave that line? Hey, girl. Looking to expand the family.
Business. Over the course of the week, in the calm setting of the Montana mountains, Lauren realizes that she needs to reprioritize what's important in her life, and she finds herself beginning to fall for Jack and wonders how life will be once she returns to New York and if Jack will follow. And that is an Our Road Productions, and you can reach out to Taylor Albers.
Taylor Albers, if you have questions. So get ready, Taylor. For the flood of emails coming your way.
All right, guys. Five snow cones. We both got our creams left. Panda.
You know what? I'm going to do it. Five snow cones, one cream.
Whoa! You have five snow cones?
Is it the leads?
It's the leads.
Yeah.
It's the leads. And I love any hacks. Like, if I can get one good hack, life hack, out of this movie, that's where the cream comes in.
And you love Roche Duchesne.
Yeah.
I love Roche Duchesne.
Yeah, who doesn't? Lillian Roche Duchesne? Come on.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Dan?
I'm going to go 1.5 snow cones because with a cream.
Interesting.
And here's why. It's because the movie sounds like hot garbage, but our boy Andrew Walker and Autumn Reese are in it.
Yep.
You kidding me?
So there you have it.
Kidding me?
And the preview was just her in a boat and the paddles just floating out there instead of having a real preview. And I was like, that's bold.
Well, it was also funny because she literally has it 1 minute and then it's floating away the next and she plays it perfectly. Like, how did I even do that?
But
that's
if,
funny.
If you read me that and you didn't mention the leads or Lillian Richer-Duché, of course, Duché-Richer, I'm saying zero, a hard zero.
Sure.
But you add the leads in there and the little teaser, 1.5 with a cream.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 snow cones with a cream.
Wow. Okay, wow.
I mean, the leads. And also, I mean, we've kind of gone away from the big city coming to the small city, and I miss that. And so I'm happy that that's coming back so that we can hate on the big city again. Mm. Like, I miss that. And just hoping that we come back to our roots here. Am I right?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, if you guys don't mind, and we'll come back. We'll get to 3 more movies, including...
any more Duché-Richer joints?
I don't know for sure, but we do have Sealed with a Kiss, Wedding March number 6.
Ooh. Number 6.
Thank you. Hold on. Man, we're talking about a lot of movies here, and I'm wondering how I'm going to watch them, because 16 of my televisions that were attached to cable, the cable fried it. Fried the
cable fried the TV?
Yeah. I've gone through 16 TVs in the last 15
Do I have a recommendation for you?
Go ahead.
Don't plug a cord into your TV for cable. How do you do that?
What do you mean?
You have an internet connection?
I do, of course.
You just go to Philo and you get the app, and then you get 60 plus channels with an unlimited DVR. You got all the TV movies. You got your Hallmark, your Lifetime, your BET. You got Nickelodeon for the kids, AMC. You got all of it.
Going to fry my TV?
They're not going to fry your TV.
What?
Here's the thing. You're going to get 25% off 2 months if you go to philo.tv/DTH. 2 months. You're going to get all those channels. Philo's for everyone, and it's a deck the Hallmark guarantee. Philo won't fry your TV. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's the guarantee.
All those channels, $25 a month, 25% off, and they won't fry your TV.
Wow. Philo.tv/DTH.
Huh. Man, they're getting good.
Yeah.
Just really starting to get the hang of it.
16 TVs in 15 months.
You just can't get that. Yeah.
So there was 1 month where you just went through 2, which is crazy.
Cable is real.
Real doozy. Though.
Let's talk about Sealed with a Kiss, Wedding March 6.
Mm, boy, could we.
And you guys know the ins and outs of the Wedding March series 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Panda, for those that haven't, give us a quick rundown who we're dealing with here, who are the main players.
So we've got 2 lovebirds, and we've just gotten a chance to watch them march through all sorts of weddings.
And then starting in the 3rd, I believe, Dave Matthews Band just plays for the entire film.
The entire film. And it was an artistic turn.
It's the Wedding March 5.
What was that?
Dave Matthews. I got hiccups, man.
You sound like a hyena trying not to be a hyena.
It sounded like Dave Matthews, to be honest with you. It was good.
Yeah, that and your Regis, those two.
Man, I mean, airtight.
This is starring Jack Wagner.
Yeah!
The Bold and
Lillian Duché-Richer.
The Bold and the Beautiful fame, and also When Calls the Heart. Interesting, they led with Bold and the Beautiful and not their own program. And Caitlin Stryker from Clarice.
The Stryker.
And A Million Little Things and some other people. Are we ready? This is... The final installment.
Are we sure about this?
And we have been, fool me once.
Look, after the 3rd one, I was like, this is it, right? You told me this was it.
No.
It's become
Dave
like
Matthews is tired.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was bold that they decided to do it again for episode 4.
It's wild. Keep cranking it up.
It's like the Fast and the Furious of the Hallmark
franchise. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Witt? Nathan Witt is also in this.
Oh, really?
From Batwoman and Charmed.
Ooh.
And Josie Bassett from The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
You could be making all of this up right now.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Who's Stryker?
Is Joni Frogs?
Stryker, Joni Frogs, is that it?
Joni Frogs.
Frog legs? Did you buy any frog legs yet?
Oh, for sure.
Dude, it's going through the roof right now.
So, Kurt, who's played by...
Stryker?
Witt. Nathan Witt.
Who's
from
playing
Batwoman.
Defense?
And Autumn, who's played by Stryker, they're looking forward to their upcoming
what
wedding.
Aragorn is called in Lord of the Rings. Strider.
Strider. Yeah.
You do you, Bran. We'll be back.
Stryker.
In a
Stryker is
Stryker. No
from,
striking.
No, that's Swiper. No
Corman
swiping.
Strike from the CB Strike show and the book series by J.K. Rowling. That's not Harry Potter.
I was also thinking Star Trek Next Generation. Don't they have a Stryker?
That's Riker.
Riker.
Yeah. That's Lieutenant it. Riker is what you're looking for.
My bad.
Anytime you're ready, Bran.
Kurt and Autumn are looking forward to their upcoming wedding at Mick, who's played by Wagner, and Olivia's, who's played by Bissett's, Willow Lake Inn. And both are in the public eye. Kurt is an actor whose star is rising.
Doubt it.
And Autumn writes a popular children's book series. They've planned an intimate celebration without glitz and glamour because of COVID to match their down-to-earth lifestyle. Once at the inn, a last-minute interview for Kurt's next film pops up, and before they know it, a film crew arrives. Soon, word gets out about the wedding, and their low-key affair morphs into anything but that. Though Mick and Olivia quickly pivot and pull it off, Autumn has concerns about the direction the wedding is headed, and Kurt's celebrity status might affect their lives. Together, the couple needs to figure out how they're going to handle things and the changes that are going to come their way and decide what's going to be best for their relationship. Meanwhile, Mick and Olivia are finally getting ready to say I do, but the plans are called into question when Mick gets a touring opportunity and Olivia won't let him turn it down. It looks like they'll have to postpone their own trip to the altar until a last-minute change in plans gives both couples the wedding of their dreams. There are 6 or 7 changes of plans in this.
And I gotta be honest, I feel like they told us the entire plot, like... Guys, I gotta be honest with you. I don't even think I can give this a snow cone. This sounds horrible.
I legitimately picked up my phone just out of, like, I could not pick up my phone. I had nothing to do.
Oh my gosh, that
I couldn't even.
Awful.
I couldn't even lock in for the plot. I can't believe we have to watch this movie. I can't believe we have to watch.
I made the joke about the marchathon. I can't like that. That. I read some of the preview or the descriptions, of some of the other ones, and I get maybe a couple sentences in, and I can't do it. That sounds like hot trash.
Yeah, zero snow cones, zero.
Any cream?
No.
I'll give it just because I give it a half snow cone, half snow cone.
I think that this one is going to surprise us.
Oh my gosh. The 6th in the series, and you think we're going to like it?
I think we might.
No! You think there's a chance that we like... Have we ever liked a sequel where we've not seen the original? Ever?
I'm going to give it 2 snow cones.
Wow. That's bold.
I'm sorry, guys. It's time for the 4th one. It's Love in the Afternoon, which is going to be airing on August 21st.
Oh, they take a... No, that's right. 21st. Love in the Afternoon.
Love in the Afternoon. Isn't that a song of sorts?
Because it's 9 in the afternoon.
Oh, maybe that's
Panic at the Disco, 9 in the afternoon.
Now, I don't have a long boy for this one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Love in the Afternoon is originally... This is confusing. Hold on. I thought I had to sneeze. Boy, that's embarrassing. on the Crown Media press page,
Lillian Duchesne-Rouchet just canceled her appearance with us because of that embarrassment of a lack of sneeze. I'm just letting you know. They just called.
Love in the Afternoon.
Working on the Duchesne-Rouchet people for
months. I know.
Months.
I'm sorry.
It's unbelievable.
On Crown Media Press, it's called Love in the Afternoon. On the Hallmark Channel website, it's called A Little Daytime Drama. We'll see what happens.
Both of those sound
awful.
Real bad.
This is starring our good pal Jen Lilly and our good pal Ryan Pavey.
Maybe he'll come on the show.
A little daytime drama. Are you ready? In order to save her daytime soap opera from cancellation, head writer Maggie must convince Darren, fan favorite actor and real life ex-boyfriend, to return to the show. The show's producer, Alice, who created the series, wants to retire and hopes to pass the baton to Maggie if the soap can be salvaged.
Wow.
That is a little daytime drama / love in the afternoon.
So I'm going to give this my highest rating so far. I'm going to give it 2.5 snow cones with my last cream.
Wow.
And here's why. It's because, one, both of these actors are due for a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, it's been a little bit of
lightning has not struck for them in a while. Yeah.
And two, both of these actors have spent years of their lives on soap operas.
Yes. True.
Which gives this an air of realism that is normally not present in Hallmark movies. So I don't know what the last movie is, but it's going to be hard pressed for this movie to not be the favorite going into the clubhouse before they all break to show.
So you gave it two and a half with a cream. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Listening to everything you just laid out, because I was excited about this one as he was reading about it, but just hearing you lay it all out, I never do this. I'm giving this one a 5 with cream as well. That's a double tie with a Reeser, Walker.
You gave them 4.
No, I gave them a 5.
You gave them a 5 and a cream?
I think someone on the chat just
It's like, I don't know what happened there. So you're saying this is going to be the best one.
Tied. I think this one going into it for me, Walker, Reeser, Pavey, Lily.
That's a real bullfight.
It's a slobber knocker,
man,
of a Hallmark summer. Summer slobber knocker.
Summer slobber. I saw them, dude.
I agree with everything that Panda said. And everything that Dan said. I think
as someone who hates Ryan Pavey, though,
stop.
Like, I want to make sure that we're
I
someone that just legitimately doesn't like the guy. Like, right. What? Where do you stand, though? You can't have this as the highest. You don't like him.
Well, watch me get over. The barriers. 4.5 and a cream and my last cream. 4.5. So it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it more than the 27 hours because the story I think is the most intriguing of the stories so far. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good.
Mm. There you have it.
Big, big soap opera fun.
You hear that, Pavey Pack? Oh, Brand's coming
Brand's
around.
Back.
In the
Brand's
Pavey Pack.
Back in the pack. And the Mac is back. No slack.
On the DC track is Jack.
We got one more movie, everybody.
Okay.
One more movie. And boy, it's going to be a doozy, everybody. We're talking about Sweet Pecan Summer.
Sweet Pecan Summer.
Sweet Pecan Summer. It is starring Christine Coe from Tiger Tail and Hawaii Five-0 and Wes Brown, Nashville Christmas Carol, Wedding at Graceland. Yep. In the works.
In the works.
They are starring in Sweet Pecan Summer on August 28th, 2021. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Amanda, played by Coe, works in product development at a large cosmetics company. While she loves what she does, Amanda feels like she can't implement her best ideas since the company is they're content to stick to the long-term flagship products, leaving her frustrated. One day, her favorite aunt, played by Lauren Tom from Futurama, Friends,
Futurama,
The Joy Luck Club.
The Joy Luck Club,
calls Amanda and shares exciting news. She met a man and will be moving away to live near him, ready to start the next chapter of her life. But first, Aunt Carol needs to sell her pecan farm to, it's a place where it's been the epicenter of the family's traditions her entire life. And Amanda agrees to sell it, but her mischievous aunt has a little matchmaking. And she's interested in syncing up with a professional baseball player named JP, who also is Amanda's ex-boyfriend from school. Oh, he's the broker. Stuck having to work with each other, Amanda and JP are at odds practically every decision on how to sell this pecan farm. But the more time they spend together, the more they reconnect and the old feelings start to rekindle. And now, my friends, is Sweet Pecan Summer. Panda.
I, first of all, let me say I'm thrilled with how I've spent my snow cones and my cream so
That's
far.
That's right.
I've not misgauged this. Normally, I feel like I just mess it up, but I feel really good about this. This movie sounds like Love Under the Olive Tree a little bit to me.
Love Under the Olive Tree. It's the sequel to Love Under the Olive Tree that we never wanted.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like to me. Farm, selling, it just, it whatever.
Although those were dueling olive oil companies, if I'm not mistaken.
That's actually a more intriguing plot line than what this sounds like. You know what? It's probably going to be one of those movies that after I see it, I'm like, it was fine. Two snow cones.
Half a snow cone would be the worst if it weren't for wedding March 6th, even Marchier. Like that, it would be the worst. So my order is wedding March 6th last.
Yep.
Pecan tree next. Love for real after that. Andrew Walker, Autumn Reeser, Pavey, Lily.
You know,
did you give it?
This is wild. I think we're almost in lockstep. Yeah. Except I have those two tied for first. Yeah.
Did you give a rating?
I did. Half.
Okay. Half.
No. Yeah. I said
How
half.
How about you, Brian?
I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it 2.5. 2.5.
Really?
Yeah, I think it has potential. I enjoy hating on the big cities. I also enjoy, you know, rekindling old flames. It's a trope that works for Bran. Going back, there's the high school sweetheart, blah blah blah, and it's Wes Brown who's a delight. And so it has some things going for it. And so I'm gonna give it 2.5. I'm a little cautious, but I'm also optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic, if you will.
I will say this. I am thrilled by their placement of this movie, though, being the last week of the Summerfest movies, because to me, Pecan also drips over into fall a little bit.
Because you
can add it to the pumpkin pie. Tide, yeah, absolutely. It's a pie boy.
It's a pie boy.
And so, you know, and pies fall. So
let me ask you this. If you could switch actors in two of these movies to make them better, whose would you switch?
I think they've done it pretty great.
Really? You think so?
I think the matchups make a lot of sense.
I think if you put Wes Brown in that reality show movie.
Maybe.
Toss one of those guys over to Pecan, just let that one burn in flames.
No, I agree with you.
And we're good to go.
Then you've
that's right.
It we get
the most I'm really excited about the Reeser Walker pairing. I think that's going to be
and
really
good. And then the Pavey Lily.
The Pavey Lily
is a
no-brainer. Makes a lot of sense. Yes. And, you know, Wes Brown can do no
Wedding
wrong.
March is a lost cause.
Well, we'll see. I think it's going to surprise us.
She wakes up in the morning.
I think it's going to surprise us. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
Hey.
Another season previewed. Can you believe it?
Goodness.
I love these preview episodes.
These are necessary.
That means, okay. that means we get the one more. We get a fall preview.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have half a dozen Christmas previews.
Since there were two summer ones, don't we at least need one summer look back, though, just to make sure we've got them all ranked properly?
Of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Is that where we hash it out?
Yeah.
Where we hash it out.
Has it been long enough since we last hashed it out, though?
What do you mean?
Like with the rankings on the screen.
Oh, you want to do a tier boy.
He said that.
I don't know. I think, here's my suggestion. We
it's
do a tier
do
boy
after fall.
After fall.
Yeah, before we get the holidays.
I can't.
That's going to, and we do a tier for the whole year?
The whole year.
Oh, man.
It's going to get real.
I will not budge.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a, you said you wouldn't budge on taking a shot at love. It ended up in the second tier. And you immediately were like, I'll admit it's not the best movie.
No, you know what, though? The beauty of doing it again is you can do it all over. You can fight for it.
I can fight for it.
That's right.
And I plan on it.
Somehow you think that movie's going to get better, even though we've watched a whole lot more movies. You think it's going to get better somehow?
Already it's getting better.
You think it's going to be in a higher tier?
It's better now than it was a minute ago.
It was. It's like fine wine. It ages well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Happy we do these.
I am. I think this is the best content we put out.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
We did, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow with A Wind Calls the Heart. Christmas.
Season
4 kickoff. And until then, get a good nap in, and we'll see you tomorrow. And may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com. Calm.